federal guidelines will cause some to lose housing assistance. The Office of Army Cemeteries takes accountability for gravesite mismanagement at an Indian boarding school. And an indefinite ban at Black Mesa State Park prevents the public from accessing an area known for its dinosaur tracks. This is the PM News Brief for Wednesday, November 26, 2025. I'm Logan Layden. Oklahoma City officials say as many as 150 people could lose their housing under new federal guidelines about homelessness assistance. As Sierra Pfeiffer reports, the changes mark a significant shift in the national approach to homelessness.
The new rules change how federal funds can be used. They move federal funding away from permanent, low-barrier housing to instead more transitional housing, which requires people experiencing homelessness to meet certain qualifications, like drug treatment. Under the new guidelines, some people already receiving services will become ineligible. OKC Initiative Key to Home Implementation Manager Jamie Caves says the city has to find funding for about 150 people who otherwise will fall back into homelessness.
It's going to take some time to rethink program design, funding strategies, and service delivery across our partnership and our homeless response system in Oklahoma City.
Cave says about only 11% of participants housed in the last year have returned to homelessness. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Office of Army Cemeteries is taking accountability for gravesite mismanagement at an Indian boarding school. As Sarah Lisi reports, errors dating back roughly a century may have prevented two Cheyenne and Arapaho children from being reinterred in Oklahoma.
17 Seminole, Cheyenne, and Arapaho citizens recently returned to their respective communities in Oklahoma after being buried at the former site of the Carlisle Indian Industrial School. But two Cheyenne and Arapaho relatives did not come home as intended. Renee Yates, the Office of Army Cemeteries Director, explains the process of relocating one of the cemeteries may have caused this error.
An inventory of marked graves in the cemetery in 1927, prior to the relocation of the cemetery, shows 8 unmarked locations. These factors are evidence of poor cemetery management prior to its relocation.
Yates says the headstones are consistent in identifying the correct remains 90% of the time. But in this case, human error is evident. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
And visitors of Black Mesa State Park and Nature Preserve will no longer be able to get close to the dinosaur tracks near High Point Trail. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the site is closed indefinitely.
The prehistoric footprints are on private land, but they've been available to the public for decades. A spokesperson for Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation says trespassers have gone beyond the tracks and ridden dirt bikes across the landowner's property. The plateau at Black Mesa in Cimarron County is the highest point in Oklahoma. The tracks near High Point Trail are in a dry gully, and only some are visible today because of sediment erosion. The Tourism and Recreation Department says visitors can still see evidence of dinosaurs in the public park, but the private land near High Point Trail is unlikely to open again for the time being. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.